Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome, everyone, to the Thursday edition of the Three Martini Lunch, along with Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. We normally have good, bad, and crazy martinis for you, but Jim, the reason some folks may be getting their podcast a little bit late today is because we waited until after the president's press conference to put this together, not knowing exactly what he would say. In addition to announcing aid for Philippine disaster relief, his main point for showing up today was to talk about the fact that he is now going to allow a year-long grandfathering for any plans that were changed after Obamacare became law or any plan that was purchased after Obamacare became law, as if that's suddenly going to solve the problem over the next 12 months or so. There's a whole lot of issues going forward here. The first thing that jumped into my mind is that at no point did he suggest Congress take action. Apparently, the one who said that Congress doing anything around the time of the budget shutdown would be tinkering with established law is more than willing to once again tinker it with it on his own.
Greg, I'm just letting that press conference just wash over me. And this is only a couple minutes ago. And I'm really trying to get my head around it because it was we really have gone into surreal territory on many different fronts. We can begin with the proposal of the day, which is that the president basically is saying, remember, if you're saying it's the law and it can't change, now the law can change administratively. The Congress doesn't need to vote on this, which, you know, quite a few folks are saying is kind of constitutionally iffy. The next question is basically all it okay, your plan has been canceled, but we're going to allow the insurance companies to offer it to you again for a year. So, Greg, now the position is if you like your plan, you can keep your plan for a year, and then it goes away forever, which is not an improvement, you know? So apparently Obama wants the cancellation notices that people are getting now to come in fall of 2014, right before the midterm elections. And oh, by the way, the insurance companies are saying, wait a minute, we just canceled these things. We can't just, you know, it's like a light switch where you just flick it and the plans come back. Then they have to send some sort of like special letter that tells you your options under the exchange. Remember the exchange that's not working. And then a state insurance commissioner can has to sign off on this. So they may or you may or may not get your plan back or something. It is a cobbled together, quickly improvised half solution that basically gives the Obama administration the appearance of doing something and basically kicks the can down the road. Oh, by the way, this will accelerate the death spiral. The whole point of this was to get those young, healthy people and people who had individual plans buying in through the exchanges. So with this, basically, Obama administration has chosen to accelerate the death spiral administratively as opposed to legislatively, which was what the Upton plan and the Merkley, you know, all these other proposals floating around Congress have been. That was pretty shocking. But I think we had like three other like major moments, and I'm just going to rattle them off and I'll let you chew over, you know, any of these. One, the frequency with which Obama used the metaphor of fumbling. Chris Berman doesn't use the word fumble all that as often as Obama did today. And on the one hand, it's good to see the president admitting failure. It almost doesn't quite grasp it. And because it's not, you know, you say, well, the game is still going on. Well, for a lot of Americans, their plan is gone. The insurers are no longer working in those states. So, you know, I don't know if that's really a working metaphor. He insists that he was not told of the status of the website back when he was saying it would be as easy as using Kayak or Amazon or Expedia or anything like that, which I suppose is plausible. You know, he said, I'm not dumb enough to run around saying it's going to be great, and you know, then it turns out it isn't. But what's kind of intriguing about this is that he says this, and Greg, if Radio America, like the most important project you ever did there, somebody else there didn't tell you it wasn't ready to go when you've been making promises, would you fire that person? Would you grab that person by the lapels and shake them and say, why didn't you tell me? Like, Obama seems very blasé about the fact that his staff presumably lied to him about the readiness of the website all the way up until October 1st. It was like he hasn't said, I was not told of this, and as a result of that, we have reinstated waterboarding, and we're doing that to Kathleen Sebelius right now. I mean, you figure he'd be livid over this, and he just kind of blasé says, yeah, oh, by the way, they didn't tell me it wasn't going to work. Then finally, towards the tail end, at one point, he says, look, you know, IT, information technology, is not something the government does well. And he also says that purchasing insurance is complicated. This is where I'm supposed to say something pithy and funny and kind of mocking, but I'm really just kind of jaw-dropping because basically this is the president elected on an agenda of activist government saying, yeah, a government really can't do what I said it was going to do.
But it does a lot of stuff, Jim. It does a lot of stuff.
It does a lot of stuff, yeah. My other favorite part, you know, because now we're coming about five big parts, was when he said you can keep your plan, he thought that for 98% of Americans, they wouldn't see any change in their plan.
This was the worst part.
98% is not 100%, Mr. President. So basically saying, I knew for 2% of you I was lying. Like, yeah, I am now a sputtering mass, Greg. So you take it from here. I'm still trying to get my head around this. I mean, this basically was as close to a meltdown as I think we ever expected to see from Barack Obama.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch on Twitter folks who aren't exactly known for conservative views not exactly impressed with the president's performance today because of what you just said. And that's how even his clarifications today are in direct contrast to things he said just a couple of weeks ago. You know, back after the rollout and the disaster with the website that, of course, is still going on, you know, nobody told him. Today he said he was not directly informed. So something tells me he still knew out there. It was just as Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, told me yesterday. They knew what was going on. They just couldn't let the Republicans be right by suggesting that there needed to be a delay. That's all this is really about.
We're going to lie about the actual condition of things so that the Republicans can't score points against us, except at some point reality comes out, right? I mean, right. I guess that's the lesson of this is that reality gets the last laugh. You can't spin things that are happening. It'd be like the George W. Bush coming out on September 12th and saying the Twin Towers are still standing. People are getting the cancellation notices. You can't say, no, it's all going to be fine. Towards the end of this press conference, at one point, on Twitter, I'm saying, ask him whether the website will be ready December 1st. And finally, somebody asked him that, and his answer basically was, nah, probably not. But he didn't say it. That he gave a long word salad of nouns and verbs that didn't really match up. It didn't make much sense. But basically, he did not say yes. And this is no surprise to anybody who's been paying attention. Readers, the Morning Jolt. No, I've been beating the drum on this because everybody in IT world is saying, yeah, there's no way they could do this by December 1st. Mm. This is probably going to take months. For those who didn't read Morning Jolt today, Bruce Webster, one of my favorite regulars who studies this topic, says like he thinks that by the end of November, they're going to take down the website and say that it cannot be fixed in its current form, and it's down until further notice. And if that happens, it's going to – you can't come up with a comparable metaphor of how big a deal this is for Obama, that for saying you can use the site, you can – I mean, even today, he said if you've got one of these letters saying your plan is canceled, go to the parts of the website that are working okay. And then he says, and I guess the plan is to have people buy it directly through the insurer. Well, if you buy directly through the insurer, they can't calculate your subsidy, which is, you know, a very big deal, which is, means it's going to be a lot more expensive to you. But then the second thing is the whole plan of Obama's one-year extension is designed to demonize the insurance companies. And if you're getting the cancellation, it's not the fault of Obamacare. It's the fault of those mean, nasty insurance companies, which, oh, by the way, we've been saying we're offering, you know, crap plans and substandard plans and not good plans. That people are like Christian Powers are very, very upset about getting canceled because they weren't bad plans. They saw plans as being good values and good for, you know, their medical needs. So we really have gone around the bend, and I just don't know what the heck to expect. I wondered how Obama was going to get out of this, and this is a not particularly effective solution. And so now we just, you know, the train crash just heads into a slightly different direction right now. I'm kind of marveling at this. I think the 2014 midterms could make 2010 look like a ripple, I think, rather than the, a tsunami of red that it was. Obama has managed to foul up his presidency on a scale I think few of us ever imagined this early.
It is truly amazing. And you got to wonder if the likes of Landrieu and Hagan and Begich and all these other people who are desperately looking for a way out, like you said earlier, you know, now all this is going to come to a head exactly when folks are voting to determine whether or not they get another term. And so on the website front, you know, you said, and I completely think that's correct, that there's no way this is going to be ready by December 1st. So if you haven't enrolled on the exchange by December 15th, you're without insurance on January 1st. So congratulations on that. The other thing that he pointed out today that I thought was just jaw-dropping is how he once again claimed that the Affordable Care Act is somehow responsible for the lowest rate of premium increases in the last half century. Has he heard any of these stories about exponential increases, skyrocketing deductibles directly linked to his plan.
That's his I'm sure his excuse there will be, well, those are premium increases for next year. We're talking about a low rate of increase for this year. And what it is, Greg, is that once you've had your plan canceled, you stop paying the premiums and the cost doesn't go up as fast. Now, does it? By denying you service, by not letting you have anything, we've managed to control costs. Isn't it swell, Greg?
I don't know how this is going to be spun. I'm sure you're right about the fact that the insurance companies are going to be the demons now for not being able to resurrect plans that were deemed insufficient for human consumption. But I got to think that on some level, especially certainly all Republicans and the vast majority of independents and even a lot of Democrats who are in competitive races, that that's just not going to hold water because people know how this all happened.
Well, think about it. I mean, Obama is now saying it's all the insurance company's fault. Now, under the law, I am making you purchase things from these terrible people. He's now tied himself in knots. So, yeah, I'm before I stammer any further, I guess we should just wrap it up, Greg. I have nothing else to say. Hopefully tomorrow's Three Martini Lunch will be a little bit clearer on the topics because I'm stammering. I'm really stunned by how bad Obama has done. The slogan is "We fumbled" is the headline these everyone expects. Maybe we butt fumbled. That was a Mark Sanchez performance there, Mr. President. In fact, right now Mark Sanchez is saying, "Man, that guy fumbles a lot."
I think you're right. I think it's just too much to comprehend all at one time. We'll have hopefully additional cogent thoughts on this tomorrow. But we wanted to bring you our initial aghast just reactions immediately following this press conference, Jim. Have as many martinis as you need. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Greg.
Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Thanks for being with us today. Please join us again on Friday for the next Three Martini Lunch.